Corinthians here, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Here's the gospel. We said the gospel, unless you, here's the gospel that we find the integral piece of the resurrection in the gospel here. Moreover, Paul is writing, the Apostle Paul, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein you stand. But which also you're saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ, there it is, died for our sin according to the scriptures. And that he it was buried and that he rose again the third day according to these scriptures. Now, I like this matter about the scriptures. I don't know about you, but folk, we believe the Bible around here. We teach from the Bible around here. We try to hold to the Bible around here. Amen. We really do. We're not like some, amen, who want to depart from the way, want to depart from the scriptures so that they may have a number, so that they may have some excitement in the local church. We try to stay with the scriptures. We try our best. We prayerfully try to stay with what God has said. And I say again, these men had a conviction, a passion here about this resurrection. And we find here the resurrection is a part of the gospel. Now, here's the thing that we hear often about the resurrection. After the resurrection, what we hear and what is being taught after the resurrection, go. He says, go ye into all the world, the Great Commission. Go. Jesus, when he rose from the grave, wasn't long. We hear him saying, go. Go where? The Great Commission is to go ye into all the world and preach what? The gospel. The death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to go. Some people who give more attention, please understand this morning, some people give more attention, and I don't mean to be arrogant this morning, to their pet animals than to the propagation of the gospel of Christ. Yes. I say this, this is sad. It's a sad commentary when we give more to an animal, amen, than to the gospel and getting the gospel out. Some people put more time in entertaining themselves than to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some people put more emphasis on the beautification of their material possessions, their home, even their church building. Yes, even the church building, amen. And their cars than to the preaching of the gospel of Christ. Some people, amen, put more emphasis on causes. Don't get me wrong, I like causes, and I'll try to support the cause, but they put more emphasis on a cause like health problems and political problems and how to be prosperous than supporting the preaching of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Some people got their priorities in the wrong place. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 20, verse 21, he says, go. When he arose from the grave, amen, and now he appears to his disciples, he says, go, as my Father sent me, so send I you to do what? To preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. Notice with me in our text again in Luke chapter 24. Notice verse 47. We didn't get there, but flip that at verse 47 with me, please. If you look there, we're talking about what it means. What does a resurrection mean to the Christianity? Notice here in verse 47, just a verse here, Jesus again is speaking, still speaking, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Oh, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that he's up, now that he has rose from the grave and ascended into heaven, he says for us to do what? Go and preach, amen. All of us can't preach, amen. But all of us can help send the preacher, amen. We can help go, and all of us can tell it. And may I come back again? I think we all preach in a way, amen. That word preach again, I like to talk about it as a technical term, amen. Mom, you can preach. Now, we're not talking about pastoring the church, but we're talking about sharing your faith. Amen. We're talking about telling somebody else about their lostness, amen, and telling somebody else about your resurrected Savior, now he changed your life. We can preach, we can go, and we can tell. And that's what he says, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Friend, may I say this, if we'll not share with our loved ones the gospel of Christ about his death and his burial and resurrection to the saving of their soul, then must put forth a question in our hearing. How can we go? If we're not sure with our loved ones, how can we go? How can we send a missionary if we're not sure with our neighbor and sure with our loved ones the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? We have no reason sending the missionary if we're not sure our faith right here. Amen. Yes. If we're not sure with our neighbor right here, we have no reason to send to the regions beyond. We need to share. I think that's important this morning that we share our faith. No, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that we should spend all of our time and effort and days trying to reach our loved ones. I'm not saying that at all, but we ought to try to reach them. Amen. I'm not saying that, but we ought to still try to reach them. The emphasis is yes, the home. Notice Acts with me, Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus tells them to go. In Acts chapter 1, before he ascends up, he says, I want you to go. You go. Look at verse 8 with me there. I'm sorry. Verse 8 there. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in where? Jerusalem. Jerusalem is indicative of the home in the sense of our own locality. And for families, we start with family. And we start with our community. This resurrection ought to cause us to reach out, amen, to our loved ones. Reach out to those right in our locale. Yes, we need to go to all the world. Yes, we need to evangelize the world. But we also need to evangelize home. Our hearts ought to be taken for our loved ones. Our heart ought to be taken for our friends. Our heart ought to be burdened for lost. I'm saying, what does this resurrection mean to our Christianity? Go! That's what I can hear. I hear him saying, go, amen. It's easy to send the missionary abroad, but it's another thing to share with our family and our neighbors the gospel of Christ. It's easy. You know why it's easy? Because those that we're sending to don't know who we really are. But our loved ones, they know who we are. They know where we live. They know what type of life we live, amen. But Jesus was going to fix all of that, wasn't he? And if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. John is not who he used to be. Sue is not who she used to be, amen. Her life has been changed, amen. Therefore, because we've been changed, we can share our faith with our loved ones. Amen. So, what does this resurrection mean to our Christianity? We ought to go. Secondly, what does this resurrection mean to our salvation? Well, it means this, friend, that we can have some assurance, amen, about our salvation. Look at Romans with me. Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 10. Pardon me for being a Bible preacher, amen. That's just what I do, amen. I want you to see it for yourself. Mark it in your Bible. Write it down, amen. The Word of God, the Scriptures, amen, are so important. All right, the resurrection means something to us. It means, what does it mean to our salvation? Well, it gives us assurance of our salvation. That's what it gives us, assurance. And when we get assurance of our salvation, we can go on. We can persevere, if you please, in our salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth